Class A Concrete. This is Danny.
Hey, Danny. It's Amy Nelson. How are you?
I'm good. How are you doing, Amy?
I'm doing good. It's been so long since I talked to you. It's
probably been 5 years, I bet.
Oh, my gosh. You were one of my first clients that I ever signed up.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Well, I think it was 2017.
Yeah, it was 2017, so I had been promoted. Let me see here. I had been promoted in April of that year.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, I had been promoted in April of that same year. On April 26th, I got my credentials to be a closer, and I closed you on September 28th. So that is so freaking amazing. I love that.
Awesome.
And I've since married a man named Daniel.
Nice. I saw your name. Well, I heard in the voicemail your name changed, so I figured either divorce or marriage. So one way or another changed.
Yeah.
Congratulations.
It's awesome. Thank you so much. Yeah. So tell me, how can I help you? What you got going on? I know you want to be higher on the search. I have some options for you.
Yeah, I mean, honestly, I just happened to Google last night, and I was like, wow, I'm not even anywhere to be found, which was a little scary. So, like, when I just Googled concrete Winchester, Virginia, which is, you know, that of, it's like, you know, I wasn't even one of the top three on there that pop up, and it's like you click, and I'm almost like the sixth or seventh one down. So.
Right.
Wanted to see what I need to do to get higher up that.
There's a few things we can do. So, A, we can go ahead and I can have them send you the tiny URL for the review link to go ahead, and we want to get more reviews, okay? And we want to help you get more reviews, and then we can add that. Did you build the site yourself?
With what site? Google?
The site that I have set up that shows me for you, Daniel or Danny, is pardon me, hold on, classaconcrete.com. It's a GoDaddy.
Yeah.
Okay, so in helping with review generation and reputation management, there's a couple of things. When you're stationary, I can call you and I can walk you through the dashboard on how to punch in anybody's phone number or email address to go ahead and give you to go ahead and include programming to help with review generation and reputation management on that. So what I mean is you can punch in anybody's phone number, email address. It's going to send them a pre-made link. That way, it will go ahead and take care of reviews for you. Hold on just one second.
All right.
Okay, so we could do that. I can send you the tiny URL to have it to give you the link so you can put it onto your website as well. So we want to help with review generation. The other thing that we can do is you actually qualify for an upgrade called Google Guaranteed. Have you ever heard of it?
No.
Okay. Google, are you still working with any pay-per-lead service? Are you working with HomeAdvisor or Angie's or anything like that?
Yeah, both of those. I mean, I guess they've kind of merged into one, it seems like.
Right. They have. They absolutely have. So we have some options available to you, and what we can do is we can go ahead, and if you're interested in Google Guarantee, Google Guarantee is a program that Google themselves built to trump all other pay-per-lead services.
Okay.
So this is first page placement up at the very top of the page in the Google Guarantee section above even where Angie's or HomeAdvisor list. And let me tell you, I'm fired up about this specific product because in my personal opinion, it is hands down, like it's like the cure to cancer with pay-per-leads and marketing, okay? Everything you hate about Angie's, the fluctuating lead costs, having to share the leads, no lead exclusivity, unqualified leads, paying for unqualified leads, calls that are out of category and things you don't offer, all of those things have been made right by Google Guaranteed. Okay?
Yeah.
So first and foremost, there's a $250 application fee. So let's just get the cost out of the way. The application fee is completely non-refundable. And what it does is it goes to get yourself and any face-to-face employees background checks. Okay?
Okay.
It also is going to go ahead and get the application completed for you and completely processed and get you Google Guarantee approved. It takes approximately 4 to 6 weeks to get completely Google Guarantee approved. Once you're completely Google Guarantee approved, your listing, your website, your Google Guarantee profile is listed up at the very tippy top of the page, and you are considered a Google Guarantee provider. Now, what makes this so spiffy, what the kicker is that Google is backing your company as a top recommended option. So it's not like we're programming you into that spot. What's happening is Google says this company, Class A, is an A1 company. So much so to the point that they actually back you with additional insurance on top of what your insurance already offers. Okay? Meaning, if a client ever called Google and complained, hey, listen, I used this company, I was not satisfied with their work, and XYZ, Google is literally going to pay them out on your behalf because they actually are vetting your company to the point where they're saying, hey, this is a guarantee provider. So I know that the vetting process with Angie's isn't quite as extensive, and that's why that's part of the reason that Google put such different ramifications on it, is because they want to provide you with quality leads, and they also want to provide the public with a quality provider. Make sense?
Okay.
Now,
so,
if you...
Roughly, what kind of price upgrade am I looking at?
Well, with that, so after the application fee is out of the way, your lead cost is locked in. So I just want to make sure I have the correct categories for you. You're doing concrete, and I also have you down for hardscapes, correct?
I would probably eliminate the hardscapes, so really, I would just do concrete.
Okay, so you would actually go in under Landscaping Pro, which is going to cover, the cool thing about landscaping is it covers all the different derivatives of the concrete. Okay, let me tell you what all the different type of keywords that you have options to. So it'll cover the concrete masonry, it'll cover driveways, it'll cover hardscapes, it will also cover all the driveways, walkways, paving, concrete. Any of those services are all inclusive with the keyword coverage under that vertical is what they're called. They're actually called verticals. Okay?
Okay.
Now, your cost per lead is locked in at $44. It doesn't go up. It doesn't change. Google does require a minimum monthly budget on that for 13 leads. And that's $574.
Okay.
So the way it works is like this. Once your Google Guarantee approved, then we contact you to set minimum monthly budget, which is $574. That's going to give you approximately 13 leads per month at about three leads a week. You can increase it. You can decrease it. You can pause it. You're not charged or discriminated against for any type of thing that you do with pausing it. So say you take on the first couple of leads and you get booked out, you can pause it. That remaining budget rolls over to the following month. Now, the kicker on this is that there's a call tracking number that is assigned specific to your business. And instead of Google handing you a phone number like Angie's does, or texting or emailing or connecting you with and saying, hey, here's a potential client for you, these clients are seeking you out. They've gone to Google. They've clicked in the Google Guarantee section. They've read your profile. They've looked at your website. They've read your reviews. And you're the provider that they want to work with. So they call that specific Google call tracking phone number. Now, those calls are recorded for authenticity purposes, Danny, meaning if it's not a live human being, if it's a sales or solicitation call, if it's a spam call, if it's a call for a service that you don't provide, it's not listed on your profile, you're not charged. If it is outside of your service radius and not listed on your profile, you're not charged. You're only charged for quality leads And what Google considers a quality lead is if you give estimate over the phone or you set appointment with the client to go out and give physical estimate. Those are the only two instances that Google considers that a quality lead. You're not charged for any other situation.
All right, let me ask you real quick. So you're talking, you were mentioning, you know, a lot of things. I mean, as far as I would fall into the category of landscaping, even though, you know, there's probably going to be, I would imagine half the leads that come through wouldn't be stuff that I do since I'm doing, you know, specifically.
But that's the thing about it, Danny, is we can be specific. We're not going to list you as a landscaper. We're going to list you only for the concrete. It's just that the concrete happens to fall under the landscaping vertical.
Okay, and that's what I want to make sure of is that I'm not, you know, getting leads that are useless. You know, because, like, Home Advisor, what they do is they'll have, like, a limit on how many credits you can get back. You know, you have to call within 24 hours. You have to call at least twice. I mean, I've had people before, you know, answer the phone and hang up on me and say, don't call his number, even though they went on Home Advisor.
Right.
And then I have to call them again because if I don't, I can't get my lead back or my
credit. Right. That's not how this works. So the clients are reaching out to you, and that's why those calls are recorded. You're not even charged for those type of calls. Like, if something like that happened, you're flat out not charged. But if there was a discrepancy where we needed to go back and refute it and say, hey, listen, we need the money back for this lead, it's already been recorded. There's no question about it. You see what I'm saying? There's no number. There's no magic number. Oh, nope. He hit 4.5 of those returns. We can't do that any longer. That's not the case.
Yeah. Gotcha. So they would actually call through. Do they call like through a link then?
So what happens is we actually connect a Google call tracking number that changes randomly because they want to make it fair to everybody. So those numbers are assigned directly by Google. When they click your profile, you're not charged. When they click the Google call tracking number, you're not charged. You're only charged once they make connection and it is assumed that it's a quality lead. So when they click that call tracking number, Google Mobile click to call, they connect with you directly on your cell phone. So it's assigned in your cell phone, and it's going to say Google guarantee lead coming through.
Okay. Gotcha. So if I miss that call, how would I return it, I guess, to these people?
It's going to have their call. It'll have their number associated. Yes, sir. Absolutely.
Okay.
Because we want to put you into optimal success. And the other thing is when you're out of office or you're out of hours, meaning you're not taking calls at that time, the Google call tracking phone number isn't showing up. Like, they have to go into your profile and call you directly from your website or from your Google regular listing, which would never charge you a lead. So
they have
these insurances, these steps in place in order to ensure that you have that proper placement. Now, there's a couple of requirements. You have business license and insurance, right?
Right.
Okay. And then you can pass the background check, right?
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. So the way it works is once you say yes and I send you the application and you go ahead, I conduct client interview with the technician, Ivan. He is going to help you cross the T's, dot the I's, upload the documents that we need. And then from there, what happens is we go ahead and submit application, submit for background check, and get that squared away. In 4 to 8 weeks, once that application's been approved, then we connect with you again and we say, okay, application was approved. The ad is ready to go live. We're ready to fulfill the budget. So then, and only once we have the approval do we process the payment for the budget. So going back, if you say you take on a few leads and you're booked, or you're going to take your wife to Tahiti or whatever reason you need to pause it, right? So say you pause it and you still have 7 leads left in the budget, cost for 7 leads. That budget rolls over to the following month. You're not automatically charged the next budget. You're only charged once it's exhausted and we make contact.
Okay. All right, so $44 a lead, minimum of, what did you say, 13 per month?
13 per month, yes, sir. And then say you wanted to increase. Say you took on those first few leads and you're like, you know what, these leads are absolute fire, which is what my experience has been, I literally have not, since I've been selling this product in addition to the other products, I have seriously not had one single person cancel on this product. Not one. Okay? Which is crazy. Yeah. It's phenomenal. To me, it's like the cure to cancer. Like I said, I love this product because who doesn't want to have their name in lights next to the word guarantee? Like, it's just phenomenal. But say you take on those first few leads and you're like, these are great. I need more. I want to up the budget. So you go ahead and have them exhaust those 13 leads in the next 2 weeks, and then you re-up the budget as you see fit. Again, completely pausable. It doesn't accidentally come off pause like I hear happens a lot of times with Angie's or Home Advisor. Like, you don't have to call back in and re-pause it. Like, it paused until you unpause it.
Yeah. Okay. I'm just trying to think to what else. All right. So now this would get, like, this whole process, would it or would it not get me up the food chain as far as, you know, like when I just Google concrete Winchester, Virginia.
Uh-huh.
Right now I'm looking at this. Uh-huh. I am 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 down.
Right.
On that. When I Google.
So
that.
This is going to give you a third position on the first page of Google. So you currently have Google Ads, Google Local Listing, where you're counting sevens down, and then you would have a third position, so you'd be even above the Google Ads. You'd be at the very tippy top of the page, the second position on the page there within, before the local map, and then the local map. What else we're going to do, which whether or not you choose to move forward with this product, and of course, I obviously am encouraging you to do that, but even if you choose not to, I'm still going to go ahead and have client support give you a call to, we're going to revamp keywords. We're going to see what else we can do to get you a stronger presence besides just the reviews. And then I'm also going to have them send you the review link and go over how to input client information that you currently have so we can get more reviews to push you further up the food chain. So we're going to do a revamp on it anyways, but this is, yes, to answer your question, going to support that additional spot, but also support what you already kind of have going on there.
So can I ask you this? If these other, let's say these other companies, like what prevents, okay, let's say I do this and I'm up to first or second or third or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
What prevents these other companies then from saying, well, we'll pay more, and then they go, and then I go right back to where I was before?
Well, the thing is we're going to out-program them. It's not about paying more necessarily for the Google Local Map listing. Like, if they're not programming in that spot and they don't have, you know, security with the company that they're working with for programming that spot, because the Google Local Map is all about reviews, weekly posts, and, of course, the programming, backlinking, review generation. So all the things that we're doing for you, but we can definitely, because you said up until recently you were in a few of those first few spots, right?
Yeah, I mean, honestly,
yeah.
I haven't Googled that
right.
In probably a year. I don't even know how long, but yes, I used to be, you know, one of the
closer
top
to the top. Right. And that's fine. That's obviously, you know, you see some of those guys that are ahead of you, they have a few more reviews. There's a few situations which we're going to fix it. We're going to work it out.
Honestly, the number two and number three have zero reviews.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah, number five has zero reviews. And then yeah, I've got six, which, you know, amounts to five point oh. So
right. You have that 5-star ranking. So we're definitely gonna do that. We're gonna get you pushed further up. We can revamp keywords with the Google campaign there within the local map. In addition to that, Danny, we're also gonna revamp keywords for the Google ad campaign. And if you choose to add in this other piece, I really think that you're gonna love it. It's 100% tax write-off on the end of your business taxes, and it's only going to support what you've already got going on.
Yeah. Okay. All right, so you'll email me the application for,
Google Guarantee. Yeah, I'll email and text it, and I'm going to go ahead and set client onboarding for that, so I'll probably give you through the weekend to get the application filled out to the best of your ability and schedule client onboarding for Monday. Let me see here. What time is best for you on Monday?
Oh, that's a good question. Probably later in the day.
Yeah, we do 30-minute increments. and I have something available between 6:30 and 7. Does that work for you?
Cool. I don't know if I could do that late. Probably
okay.
not. I'll be
okay.
Yeah,
we could do. I have something between, so I have 4 and 5. I have 4:30, 4:35, 5 to 5:30, 5:30 to 6.
On Monday?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah, I could do 4.
Okay. So we'll go ahead and lock you in for the 4 p.m. slot. Now, for the application fee, am I charging the Amex that we have on file?
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay. So let me go ahead and do this, and then I'm going to text and email over that application. So give
okay.
me just a second here. And it's going to ask for things like to upload your driver's license, upload your social security number. It's going to upload the business insurance and business license. Like, it's very, very simple things.
Yeah.
So we can go ahead and get that going. But if you run into a snafu, absolutely no worries. Just make sure that you save that question for Ivan, because that's literally what he's literally there to go over, cross those T's, dot those I's, make sure we have everything we need for application to make you successful. Okay.
Okay. Cause I can tell you with in regards to the county business license, like we have our licenses in the county I'm in, they say they're good until the end of the year, but
mm-hmm.
in all reality, you don't have to renew them until March 1st. So
uh-huh.
they have a 2-month grace period at the beginning of the year. So right now, with us being in there, I don't have everything submitted again, but I'm still on it. I couldn't even tell you if it shows that it's, I'm pretty sure at least years ago, it used to say it was good through, you know, it was like 2022,
uh-huh.
but you know, they do that 2-month grace period. So if I need to, you know, if that doesn't work, then I can just wait until the county actually mails that back to me and I get
yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. And no worries, because the application doesn't expire. The fee has already been charged and sent over to your email address that we have on file. I have Danny at classaconcrete.com.
Yep.
So I'm going to go ahead and send the application out via email. I just send it over text. And then
okay.
I also want to go ahead and I want to get something on the books for client support to contact you. So give me just a second here. Hold on. Let me send this application. Okay. It's a clickable link there. There it is. Okay. Now I have something for them just to do a revamp of keywords and everything like that. I can put something actually, we have two choices. We can put something on the books for them to call you on Tuesday as their first available appointment, or I can put you in for client needs contact, and then it's just going to be a random call when it falls into the queue in the next 24 hours. So it's your choice. If you want to set something on the books for Tuesday, that's cool, or you could just take your chances.
Tuesday, probably.
Okay. What time would you like on Tuesday, which is fully available from 10:30? The last appointment is 5:30 to 6. Again, these are all done in 30-minute increments.
Probably 4:30 Tuesday.
You got it. You're going to receive an email notification here. I'm going to send everything over to you. With that, you'll get the email notification as a reminder on the account. The technician will call from the 877 number. When we contact
okay.
you on Monday for client onboarding for Google Guaranteed, again, that also will be from the 877 number. And as long as I'm available, Danny, I will be the one to call and introduce you to your agent, okay?
Okay. All right. So 4 o'clock Monday, 4:30 Tuesday.
Yes.
Okay.
And you'll get texts and emails, reminders about those appointments before they come over. Okay?
Okay, perfect.
Yep.
All right.
We'll put you in. We're going to hook you up. My pleasure. I'm excited for what this is going to do for your business. I really think you're going to love it.
Awesome. Well, thank you very much, Amy.
All right. My pleasure. Thanks for calling me back, and
right.
have a great faith in me,
yep.
Daniel. Okay.
All right. Have a good weekend. Thanks.
You too.
Bye.
Bye-bye.